Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Joe Biden is introducing key members of his economic team as he prepares to take office next month. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the incoming administration will be tasked with building back the nation's economy as the coronavirus pandemic worsens.
President-elect Biden says he's building a first-rate team of advisors who will focus on reviving the nation's economy as millions of Americans remain out of work.
What I'll put forward in the next Congress to address the multiple crises we're facing, especially our economic and COVID crises. And the team I'm announcing today will play a critical role in shaping our plan for action starting on day one.
Biden repeated his call for Congress to pass a robust rescue package to help struggling businesses and state and local governments, saying many communities are teetering on the edge. His administration will also have to confront the daunting need to pay for it all. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
A scientific panel is taking on one of the more difficult questions about dealing with a coronavirus pandemic, namely, who should get the first doses of COVID-19 vaccine when they become available. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices convened a virtual meeting voting to recommend a proposal that would give first priority to healthcare workers and patients in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. Those two groups combined represent around 23 million Americans out of the total population of roughly 330 million. Nurses in New York State's capital are on strike today. As NPR's Sally Herships reports, nurses at Albany Medical Center say their working conditions are unsafe.
Patty Pino is a registered nurse. Normally, she's inside Albany Medical Center, but instead, she's standing outside on a picket line. She says the hospital is restricting access to personal protective equipment like N95 masks.
They're reusing them. Some of them are absolutely disgusting. You can see makeup on them after they've come back from being sanitized or reused.
The New York State Nurses Association says the hospital is failing to test all patients for the coronavirus before admitting them and so has exposed dozens of staff. Albany Medical Center says any reuse of masks is in line with government guidelines and that two-thirds of employees who tested positive contracted the virus in the community. Sally Herships, NPR News.
Attorney General William Barr said today the Justice Department has not uncovered any widespread evidence of election fraud. Barr making the remarks which directly contradict claims made by President Trump about widespread fraud in the race. In an interview with the Associated Press, Barr said U.S. attorneys and the FBI have been working to follow up on specific complaints they've received. But he says they've uncovered no evidence of anything that would change the election results. More record highs on Wall Street today. The Dow is up 185 points. The Nasdaq rose 156 points. The S&P 500 closed up 40 points today. You're listening to NPR News. The most listened to streaming service in the world has released its wrap-up of listener habits this year. Spotify's statistics include a 1,400% increase in work-from-home theme playlists, as well as a 180% increase in health and wellness podcast listening. Here's NPR's Andrew Limbong.
Puerto Rican rapper Bad Bunny was Spotify's most streamed artist this year. Bad Bunny was followed by Drake, J Balvin, and the late Juice WRLD. Billie Eilish is Spotify's most streamed female artist for a second time in a row, ahead of Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, and Dua Lipa. Spotify's most listened to song is The Weeknd's Blinding Lights. On the podcast side of things, the Joe Rogan Experience is Spotify's most listened to podcast globally. Earlier this summer, the company signed a multi-year exclusive licensing deal for the show. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
In yet another long-shot effort to overturn the results of last month's election, the Trump campaign announced today it's filed a lawsuit in Wisconsin seeking to disqualify more than 221,000 ballots. Following occurring in a state, Trump lost to Democrat Joe Biden by more than 20,000 votes. Trump's campaign filed the suit today with the Wisconsin Supreme Court a day after the state's Democratic Governor Tony Evers certified Biden as the winner of the state's 10 electoral college votes. With OPEC-led talks on whether to keep production cuts in place to prop up oil prices stalling, oil took its biggest drop in 2 weeks, down 79 cents a barrel to $44.55 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.